What I'm about to say is going to be hard for many of you to hear. I know it was for me, and I didn't want to accept it at first. But as time went on, it became more and more clear to me that America, and by America I mean the United States of America, is not, nor has it ever been, a Christian country. And I can prove it. What is the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. What does the First Amendment say? Have any god you like. America was a Christian country when it was ruled by the crowns of England, Spain, and France. But the Revolution sought to end Christian rule and set up secular rule, promoting the rights of men over the rights of God. Up until over a half century ago, it was a country of Christians. And those Christians, out of love of God and country, which is a virtue, tried desperately to baptize the Republic by putting in God We Trust on the money and One Nation Under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. Those efforts were noble and the right thing to do. We as Christians should do everything in our power to bring God into the culture. But it was just a matter of time before the ticking time bombs of freedom of religion and freedoms of speech and expression were brought to their natural conclusions. We are horrified at the blatant public displays of Satanism, freedom of religion, the blasphemous art and the filth that comes out of Hollywood, freedom of expression, and the anti-Christian rhetoric from all corners, freedom of speech. Now, this is not to say we don't have natural freedoms, but they are not unbridled freedoms. And I don't just mean you can't yell fire in a theater. A Christian country is one that professes Christ as King, and our rights flow from that. Many Christians see America as the promised land and the revolution divinely inspired, without taking into account that freedom of religion cannot possibly please God, and freedom of speech, if that speech is blasphemous, offends God. Freedom of expression, again, if it's blasphemous, offends God. There are no safeguards in our laws against offending God. God is the creator of all and has the right to be worshipped by all. Think about Israel, the real one, from the Bible, not the secular state that calls itself Israel today. Did God allow these things for Israel? Do you really think God would want a secular government that does not profess Him? The current structure is man-made, not divine. It comes from the world, not heaven. And the world hates us. That's why we're in the position we're in. We can blame it on the communists, and it is their fault. But it is our godless worship of freedom that has allowed them to take control. And when the erroneous freedoms, such as freedom of religion, come to fruition, they turn on us. And no, the Constitution won't save you. Hopefully you've figured that out by now. In the end, it's just a piece of paper. Many of the evangelical prophets were predicting that 2020 was going to be a breakout year for the church. Then they predicted that Donald Trump would win the election. Then that he would ride in on a white horse and save the day once the election was stolen. And I hoped they were right. I don't like seeing this happen. I love my country. But none of it happened. The Catholic prophets, by contrast, over the last several decades and even centuries, have been predicting a chastisement, punishment from God for our sins, punishment that would come at the hands of communism. Yes, over a century ago, Catholic prophecy was saying communism would take over the world. And they've been right so far in everything else as well. Are you willing to listen to them? If so, stay tuned. I'll have more videos on the subject. The America we knew is gone, and it's not coming back. Donald Trump is not going to ride in on a white horse and rescue her from the communists. And even if he does, it's too late. The chastisement is here, and we had better get ready for what lies ahead. And I will tell you this, armed revolt to save the Republic is not the answer. America as we knew it is gone, and all that's going to do is get people killed. Will dying for freedom save your soul? Because saving your soul is what's important, now more than ever.